crucial issue in our relationship with God. But as a believer who's put your faith in the saving power of God, your eternal destiny is secure. You can sit back and relax. You are in the kingdom of God. The trouble is sometimes we don't put faith into our lives and it leaves us feeling as though we're not in the kingdom of God. But the truth of the matter is, you are. And so this morning what we're trying to do is look at truth and how we put our faith in truth so it begins to make a difference in the way we understand who God is and who we are and our purpose here on earth. The Bible says, doesn't it, that nothing can separate us from his amazing love. Nothing. Life nor death nor persecution. Nothing can separate us from his love. And what we do doesn't change God's love towards us. Whether we are good or bad, God still loves us. And that's something that's quite hard for us to begin to get into our souls, into our hearts, because our natural response when we do something wrong is that we feel rejection, we feel that we are not included, we feel unloved. But God is not like that. God, it says God loves us. No matter what we do, no matter what we are, God always loves us. We've got to believe that. That is the truth of who God is. But sometimes we don't. Day-to-day success in spiritual growth comes down to one thing, whether you're walking by faith in Christ and his power. Hebrews 11:6 says this. That's 11:8. It was a good shot, but not quite close enough, that one. I'll just read it out, eh? Take it off. It says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So for us to be successful in our Christian walk, coming to maturity and producing fruit and living a life that reflects who God is, we've got to have faith in us. We've got to believe that God exists and he is, and all of his word actually is for us. It's accessible for us. What we choose to believe in is crucial to this issue of living a fulfilled, free Christian life. So all the time we're battling with our own thoughts, we're battling with the culture in which we live, because it's counter our faith. So when we read the word of God, when we are reading the truth of who God is, we've got to put our faith in what it says for it to work in our lives. That's why faith is so important. It's the application of our beliefs. We've got to put our trust, our faith in who God is. Sometimes in our attempts to develop successful Christian lives, we can focus our attention on the wrong thing. We can focus on our attention on being good, on doing the right thing, on trying to please God. And there's nothing wrong with those, but it's not why God loves us. It's not why God wants to impart into our lives. He loves us unconditionally anyway. But we almost feel that we have to earn his love, and we don't. That's the truth. We don't have to earn his love. It's given to us. It's good to please God. It's good to live right. It's good to live holy and righteous lives. But that doesn't make God love us anymore. Sometimes we will try and replicate the success of other believers or other ministers or other streams by buying books and DVD, watching our religious channels. There may be some value in this. But really what we're looking at is people's lives. We're looking at a leader who is living a life that is full of faith. And that's very attractive. You know, people followed Jesus not because he was a nice guy, but because he had something about him. He had this faith in who God was, and he demonstrated that through his life, and he was attractive. You never read in the Word of God that Jesus was walking up the street on his own. He always had people around him and following him. His disciples always wanted to be with him because, why? Because he demonstrated the truth of who God was. So the key issue of a successful Christian life is faith. Personal faith is our key to maturity in God. Maturity is really important. You know, those of you who have children and they've grown up, the day that they kind of mature, you go, I can let them go now. They've matured. Although they never go away, do they? They always come back. But they reach a point in life when they understand life. They can stand on their own feet. They can live without your constant input and support. They mature. And God wants us all to be mature believers. And we've talked over the past few weeks about the armor of God and how when we are mature and we put on the armor of God, it doesn't matter what comes against us, we can stand because we are mature. We won't get blown about. We won't get knocked over by the doctrines out there because we understand the truth of who God is and we put on our faith in it and we stand. That's maturity. And it's really important that we aim for maturity in our Christian walk. The moment we are born again, God wants to do something with us. That's the first step. That sometimes is the easiest step to take because God overwhelms us with his love. But then he wants us to begin to mature. And that's the bit where he's working on who we are. He's repairing those things that are in us. He's developing our giftings. He's knocking off those rough edges. And that's the difficult journey sometimes that we face. God is just trying to complete us. He's trying to work in us so that we are ready for service. So faith, what does faith achieve? Well, we're saved through faith. We put our faith in God, that what he's saying is actually the truth. That when we put our faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when we confess our sin before him and trust him to forgive us, we are saved. We walk by faith every day. It's a daily experience, walking day by day in faith, reminding ourselves of the truth of who God is and not just doing it once a week on a Sunday morning. When we live by faith, it's an everyday experience. We talked in the past about praying without ceasing, and that's that inclusion of God in our lives every day. It's putting our faith that in everything we do, he's interested, that he wants to make a difference, that he wants to impart something into our lives, that he strengthens us when we go through rough times. That's walking by faith. And real living faith is the key to a successful walk with God. I've got a line down here. Some of this is taken from Freedom in Christ. And there's quite an interesting statement. Faith is simply believing what is already true. Just think about that. Faith in God is just believing that what he says is true. That's the truth. A little boy once said, and it wasn't me, faith is trying hard to believe what you know is not true. Well, that's not faith. In fact, it's the very opposite. Faith is just believing what is already true. God's role is to be truth. It says, I am the way, the truth. I am the truth and the life. And faith in this truth sets us free from the power of sin and death. It does. It sets us free. Our responsibility is to believe the truth of who God is and what he's trying to do in our lives, whether it feels right, whether it feels true or not. So often we go on our emotions, our feelings, and we can wake up some mornings and feel miserable or feel far away from God, but it's not true. That is not true. And so feelings and faith, I'll talk about that in a little while, don't go hand in hand, but we've got to get them the right way around. So this morning, we've got to find out what is true and choose to believe it, whether it feels true or not, and your Christian life will be transformed. Romans 12:3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. God has distributed faith to us. We cannot be born again without faith, and that's distributed by God himself. We all have faith. If you are a believer, if you have made that decision to follow Christ, then faith has been given to you. It's your choice whether you use it or not. Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So if we're wanting to be encouraged in our faith journey, then we read the word, because that just speaks to our heart. The word of God is powerful. It says it's like a sword. It's a powerful thing. But it's only powerful if we read it and if we allow it to get into our heart and make a difference to who we are and what we're putting our faith in. I'm just going to go through the next bit. I've got quite a lot of notes here, but we're not going to get through those. I just want to go through the next section. So if effective faith depends on whom or what you believe in. We all operate by faith. We do every day. We naturally use faith in different things. You turn your key in your car and you have faith that it's going to start. And most of them do nowadays. Not like it used to be years ago. We used to pray every time you turn the key. Is it going to go or not? We've all had those kind of cars. But we're getting them now and just turn them. And it's a faith in technology that we just do by nature. We don't think about it. We just have faith that what we're going to do is going to work. And everyone believes in something or someone. If you don't believe in God, you believe in something. You believe in something. People who say they don't believe in God, what they put their faith in, they put their faith in science. There is always an opposite to not believing. But we all believe in something. And we all have a reality that we believe is true and make our decisions accordingly. We all live in a different place. We all have a different reality. And sometimes that isn't always the reality of who God is. Every decision we make demonstrates what we put our faith in. The only difference between a Christian and a non-Christian faith is actually what we're putting our faith in. In what or whom we believe. It's not so much that we believe, but what we're putting our faith in. Okay. Have you come across the Flat Earth Society? They believe the Earth is flat. And it doesn't matter what you say or what pictures you show them of around Earth, they go, it's all a conspiracy that, it's flat. And they put their faith in this theory that the Earth is flat. And that's how we can be in life. We can put our faith in things, and you think, why are you putting your trust or your faith in that? It's not true. But sometimes we do. There's a great story, isn't there, in the Old Testament of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. You'll read that in 1 Kings 18. I think Sue talked a little bit about this last week. We have Elijah and the prophets of Baal preparing to make a sacrifice to their God. Both had faith that their God would answer the prayers and burn up the sacrifice. So Elijah had a faith in God. The prophets of Baal had a faith in Baal. Baal did not exist. And even though the prophets of Baal believed he did, their faith, although real, had no impact on their sacrifice. The moment that Elijah asked God to work, the sacrifice was burnt up. So the question is, who had the most faith, Elijah or the prophets of Baal? You don't need to shout the answer out, but have a think about it. Who had the most faith? Well, we don't know is the answer, because both of them had faith. It's just one had a faith in the reality and the truth of who God was, and the others have put all their faith in something that didn't exist. And so what we put our faith into is really important in our Christian walk. I'll finish on this scripture, which is Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Often we don't think we've got enough faith. We feel weak in our faith. We want more faith. But Jesus is saying you only need a little bit, but what you've got to do is use it. You've got to use the faith that you've been given. And then you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there." We assume that Jesus was talking about the mountains that we face in life, those hard things, because nothing will be impossible for us. So often we worry about the amount of faith. We think, "I need more faith for God to move." Well, you don't. You just need a little bit of faith for God to move. It's not about the amount. It's about the quality. It's about what we do with it. And so this morning, as we're just talking about truth and faith, you only need a little bit. We only need a mustard seed of faith for things to begin to be transformed in your life, for you to face things in a different way, for you to begin to understand the truth of who God is and what he wants to do in your life. Nothing will be impossible when we use our mustard seed of faith. You can think on that this week, and I will conclude next week. Thank you, Susan. Susan.